Hello, this is Carrie. I'm going to preface this episode with the fact that I am definitely no expert at relationships, but I do have a few thoughts I want to share. The first thought is there is no doubt you get what you put into relationships. No doubt. If you put nothing into them, you get nothing out of them. And the opposite is true. The more you put into them, the more you get out of them. This shouldn't surprise you since it's pretty much true of just about everything in life. Forming relationships can be difficult, but worth it. And maintaining relationships certainly can be difficult, but worth it. Interestingly enough, ending relationships can be the most difficult and most worth it. As I talk to some of the examples, please realize I'm not talking about dating relationships, but general relationships, though they can be applied to dating relationships also. You need to invest time and energy into important relationships. This means bending over backwards in new relationships to make sure the other individual knows that you want to be their friend. For example, if a potential new friend asks you to go to dinner with her and you can't make it that particular night, ask her to go another night. If she asks you twice and you say no twice, she may feel like you don't want to be a friend and moves on. So do whatever you can to make that event. If you can't do it or you don't do it, make sure you ask them to go to do something with them. Otherwise, you may miss out on some important long-term relationships. Same with maintaining relationships. Unfortunately, I've lost many relationships over time because I haven't maintained contact with good friends. My fault. With social media, you can only blame yourself for lapsed relationships. Now, you know, that said, social media didn't exist when I was in my 20s. I wish it did. I would have probably kept up with a lot more friends. But make it a point now. You've got social media. You've got texting. Make it a point to send quick texts or emails to good friends you don't want to lose over time. Or you know what? Even contact them the old-fashioned way, via the telephone. What about ending relationships? My words of advice here are to end them amicably. No matter what has happened and what feelings have been hurt, it always pays to end things well. If this is difficult to do, as it often is, think of the good times you had with this person. You had a relationship, it wasn't bad, but there's a reason why it's happening. If that fails, think of the other people they know and that what they're going to say to them. It'll be twisted, no doubt. And if that fails, remember that you may need that person at some point in the future. You may not think so now, but you will. In many cases, you will. If all this fails, then just end it well because it feels better in the long run. Relationships are tricky. They're also important in life, whether they're family, friends, whatever. Work hard at developing them and your life is going to be more fulfilling. The second thought I have is this. You can learn as much from a bad relationship as a good one. Now, I said that with bosses and things in the past, but relationships are the same. A little bit different, but similar. My kids think I'm crazy because I keep telling them to go out there and have a couple of bad relationships, be it friends or lovers, call it. Now, why would I say that? It's simple, because you can learn what type of people you don't want to be with and stay away from them. You can also learn what type of behaviors you don't want to exhibit and avoid them. I've had some great relationships and learned quite a bit from them. Things that made me happy, things I like to do. You know, things that I want to do. They taught me these discussions I like to have to name a few things that I learned from good ones. But I can honestly say bad relationships have shaped me in a more positive way than I would ever would have expected. Mainly because I learned what type of people I want to be around and how I wanted to behave in relationships. And those that I didn't made sense. When I think of the bad relationships I've had with certain family members, certain friends, ex-girlfriends, bosses, coworkers, I realize how much those experiences helped shape my positive current relationships. Sorry, I get a little excited there. How remembering the mistakes made, plenty by me, for sure, and the experience dealing with them has made me a better friend, father, and partner. So next time you're in a bad relationship, take mental notes on what you don't like before leaving it. You'll be amazed at how it stops you from making future mistakes and results in stronger future relationships. Okay, one more thing. I can't leave this relationship episode without talking about a third thing, something I realized over the last 10 years or so. And that's that good friends are there forever, but all friends certainly won't be there forever. So what the heck does that mean? Let me tackle these two statements separately. First thing I said, good friends are forever. They are there forever. You're very lucky if you have two or three friends for your entire lifetime. Sad to say, but true. It's contrary to someone I know who claims to have 300 to 400 good friends. Yeah, they may know a lot of people and they may communicate and be with them. I'm talking true friends, people who are always there when you need them and always be there for them. Treat these friends like gold. Cherish the time you spend with them. Help them whenever they need help. Put them first. Basically, treat them like family or better than family. You get to choose these people and build those relationships. Hopefully you have more than two to three, but on average, that's the case. The second part of what I noted, all friends won't be there forever. Okay, I said good friends are there forever, but all friends won't be there forever. Okay, what I'm saying is don't change who you are for your friends. The friends you have today in many instances will be acquaintances or even strangers tomorrow. I don't want to be negative here, just realistic. Circumstances and distance causes this, and it's not a bad thing. You need to be yourself. People will like you or not like you based upon who you are. But you'll realize also that as your friends leave you or grow or whatever, you grow. Oftentimes, you guys grow in different directions. All this said, your life is going to be better maintaining relationships with friends throughout your life. So make it a point to keep up with them. Just realize that the close relationships change over time. Like I said, my real point is to be your own person. Don't rely on others to shape you. If you do, you're going to be constantly changing for others. All that I said over the last, that's too long, 7 minutes, you do have a much better chance of maintaining relationships now because of social media. The key is putting in the effort, like most things in life. This is Kerry Siegel asking you to not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.